Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Music Festival and Fireworks at Kensico Dam 2019. So exciting to be here. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development. Robeson, the house that service builds, and Accord of Therapeutics Life Science. Oh, my goodness, it's a scorcher. It's not the 4th of July, but it is the 3rd, and this is the time when Kensico Dam puts on the greatest party to really celebrate our nation's birthday. Tonight it is, well, it could be one of the hotter nights we've had all year, and that's okay. It's all right. We're sitting here kind of dripping hot, but that's good. People already packing in here with their tents, their coolers, their blankets, their kids, and the DJ has already fired up, and we're getting ready for what is going to be a beautiful, beautiful party on a great night for fireworks. My first guest is Billy Michione.
Nice and Italian, yeah.
Yes. You're on the street team at WHUD, one of, well, Hudson Valley's best music, right?
That
best music variety, with something like that.
Yes, that I am. You know, we're just here promoting the event, helping everything run smoothly. We are a sponsor to the event.
Oh, you are?
I believe so, yes. And, you know, we're just trying to make sure everybody here is having a good time. You know, we're giving away prizes ourselves. We have a great playlist provided by the DJ, and we're going to have a great band later, some fireworks, food.
Oh, really? So who's the band? I have to check the paper. I forgot to check out who the name of the guy in the band was, but I will look at it, yes. But I've heard it's a great band, and it's just a lot of fun. And we've got food trucks going on over there. So you guys have been promoting this all week on your radio station?
That we have.
You have? Mm-hmm. It's a great station, WHUD. It's legendary. It's heritage. And, a lot of beautiful people work there. And so we're happy to be kind of doing this. We're both the radio. We're talk radio. You're music radio. That's okay. We're all one big happy family in radio. Tell us, you're doing street team. Is this your first year doing this, or have you done it before at HUD?
I've been, not this specific event. This is my first year at this event, but I've been doing this for about 2.5 years. I started actually as an intern over in college.
Okay.
I now have graduated college probably about a year, and you know, I'm just doing this. I do some other stuff too. I'm kind of just all over media, all over music stuff.
Good.
All that.
Yeah, and I heard you singing before. You've got quite a talent, my friend.
Thank you so much.
To be on the microphone, but you know.
I do have a band.
You were doing some killer Michael Jackson there before.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I was going to say, so what's your ultimate dream? Do you want to be on the radio, or you're still looking at other things? Do you play music, or what do you do?
I got into this because I do play music. I started playing guitar when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And that kind of just picked up. You know, I really like music. And
do you write your own music?
I do write my own music. I have my own band. I sing and I play guitar in it.
Fantastic. What's the name of the band?
We are called Bates, like Norman Bates, yep. Bates Motel, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And we play alternative rock music.
Very nice.
With a twist, we kind of play whatever we feel like playing. Most of it's kind of a throwback to like 70s music, though.
Okay, 70s, but it's original.
But it is all original music.
Are you the lead singer?
I am the lead singer, yes.
Well, this is amazing. We have to come see you sometime. Absolutely. Fantastic.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, good for you, kiddo. Well, congratulations. Have fun out here tonight representing your great radio station, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You too. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. So if you want to check out the band, it's called The Bates. The Bates?
Yep, just Bates. We have our own website called batesofficial.com. We are also on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place.
The works. The whole works. Fantastic stuff. Billy Michione, congratulations. Street team for HUD and an aspiring worldwide international band member for Bates. I'm Laura Smith, and here we are out at the Kensico Dam for the 4th of July fireworks night and music festival. Oh, great to be here, albeit very warm. It's a good night for a big party. For Westchester Talk Radio, it's Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Music Festival and Fireworks at Kensico Dam in Valhalla, New York, for the 4th of July. Even though it's July 3rd, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractors, Genesis Exhibit, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Boy, oh boy, did we pick a winner in terms of weather for the fireworks tonight. When the sun goes down, it should get a little cooler, but right now it's broiling hot. I'm here with Peter Silverman. He happens to be manning a booth with his wife, who is the owner of Bubblegum Party Entertainment, and they've got great items out here, perfect for the people at the party. Tell us all about it. Hi, Peter.
Sure. Hey, how are you? Thanks for having us. My wife and I have been basically selling glow products and all kinds of fun
glow.
Things
Did
for
you say
the kids.
Glow?
Glow.
Glow in the dark.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah,
party.
When it gets dark, you'll see how credible everything looks. You'll see all the items spread out across the field as people light them up. So it's fun for the kids. It's fun for everybody. And we donate our proceeds to the Westchester Hospital Pediatric Pulmonology Group for children's asthma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes to providing medication and spacers and all kinds of things for families that can't afford, you know, health care in this particular...
That's incredible. So it's sort of a company with a mission. Why, in particular, that charity?
Good question. No problem. My daughter actually was diagnosed with asthma when she was 3 years old, and we became affiliated with the hospital there.
Yes.
Dr. Alan Dozer, who's the head of the program, was her physician for many, many years. So we got to know him, and we got to know the practice, and we decided it was... very impressive what they were doing. So we decided to donate money each year as a result of selling the glow products. It's been great for us and very rewarding. And my daughter, who's now 28 years old, has mostly grown out of it. A lot of kids find that as they get older, they grow out of the asthma, but they're still reactive. But a lot of the families that come to the hospital can't afford all the health care.
Right.
And so we are donating money to help out with that cause.
That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Very wonderful stuff. And so the items are what? Like, are they necklaces?
Sure.
Or what kind of
all
party
kinds
favors
of things.
Are they?
Necklaces, bracelets, different things like fire trucks and police cars that are also bubble guns. They make noise, they light up, they blow bubbles, all kinds of wands and swords and lightsabers.
How
and
fun.
You know, straight out of Star Wars type
Every
of thing.
Every day is a party for
Every
you guys.
Every day is a party for us, for sure.
But you just go from event to event to sell the wares?
Yeah, we do a few of them typically this time of year. I know Nanette has sort of been making this a regular routine every year, and we do some of the other towns. I know Portchester is typically on the 4th, so we're doing that, and I think she has a few others lined up as well. And it's a lot of fun, and people love it, and the kids love it, and
sure.
You know, we have a great time.
Absolutely, and we'll be able to see how fun that is.
Yeah.
Right about 9 p.m., right before the fireworks go off, everyone's going to start to light up and glow from all of your great products.
Right, about 8:45, you'll see this field will be lit up, and kids waving all the stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
That's
really is
fabulous.
Great.
What's the website where people can find you?
Sure. Nanette's business is called bubblegumparty.com, so www.bubblegumparty.com.
Bubblegumparty.com. Sounds like it's a fun and fabulous way to also help a great cause. So glad to be out here today, right next to the DJ booth, as you can hear, loud and clear. We've also got the Scott Benson Big Band coming up, and that'll be also perfect for tonight. And we've got clear skies, which means it's going to be an amazing night for the firework displays that go on here at Kensico Dam. They are truly one of the best displays in all of New York. So we're lucky to be here tonight on the 3rd of July to celebrate the 4th. From Westchester Talk Radio, thanks, Peter Silverman.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Smith.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam's Music Festival and Fireworks. Oh my goodness, it's almost that time. It's July 3rd, not July 4th, but the big party is happening here tonight. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, also Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and the Salem Golf Club, the lush panorama of rolling hills, and a new pool expansion. Well, I mean, I don't even have to tell you that you can already hear that the party has already started here at the Kensico Dam. They put on a show and a festival like nobody else, and thousands of people are pouring in for what is going to be one of the biggest and best fireworks shows in the whole county, if not the state. My guest today, right now, is
Tangier
Gaillard, right? Keep your microphone here.
Yep.
There we go, because we're recording. And so, first of all, how old are you, Tangier?
12.
12 years old. Have you been here before for the fireworks, or is this your first year?
This is my second year.
Your second year?
Yeah.
How did you like them last year? Was it great?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, and the DJ is so fun, and then they're going to have the Benson Scott Big Band that's going to come out and play music live later on as well. But the fireworks are great fun. Did you dye your hair blue for the 4th of July?
No, I dyed it like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like you did. You can pretend that you did, right? So you can have your red, white, and blue going on tomorrow. That's fun. Where do you live, sweetie?
New York City.
New York City. And you drove down here. Are you here with your whole family?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got your cousins and your parents and...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so if you're 12, let me guess, are you going to 8th grade or 9th?
Yeah, 8th grade.
Into 8th grade. And what school do you go to?
The Young Women's Leadership School.
What is it?
Young Women's Leadership School.
Oh, how wonderful. Young Women's Leadership School. Where is that?
East Harlem.
East Harlem. Sounds amazing. Is it a great school?
Yeah.
Does it try to teach you different, leadership skills? Does it?
Yes.
It supports young girls into becoming really powerful and fabulous
women.
That's
their main platform.
What kind of platform?
That's their main platform.
Yes. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. And, but you're on summer break right now.
Yeah.
So you go back to school. What do you have planned for the summer? Anything fun besides this?
Not really. It's kind of like a spontaneous summer.
It is?
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes that's the best way to be, because that's what all the surprises and the miracles happen, right? Well, Tangier, first of all, you have the most beautiful name in the world. Thank you so much for talking to us. Is this your whole family here?
No, we have some back there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we were blowing up a beach ball for you before from Shark Creative, orange and white, so you can go back and play with your cute little cousin who was here before. But thank you so much for talking to us. Have a great time today, and you are going to be quite something, I can tell already, even in the eighth grade. All the best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
You too.
And as we go on, my goodness, yes, it's heating up in more ways than just the weather, let me tell you. A lot of people coming out for tonight's big fireworks show. You know what? It never gets old. It's everything that we love as American people to celebrate the birth of our country is with fireworks and fun and family. It's just a wonderful way. Thanks, guys. Tangier Gaillard and her family. Hi, sweetheart. Just tell me your name real quick.
Jalen.
Jalen or Shaylin?
Jalen.
How old are you, sweetheart?
Six.
Six. My goodness. Are you going to have fun tonight seeing the fireworks?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you going to dance to the DJ, too?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're getting that. Did we get the ball blown up for Shaylin here yet or not? We're working on it. We're working on it. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Thank you. One of my youngest guests on the radio today, Shaylin, who's with her cousin here, Tangier. All right, everybody. It's just a beautiful night for the Kensico Dam fireworks and the music festival. Benson Scott Band's getting ready to play soon. So many people just really hanging out and having a great time. From Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Kensico Dam today in Valhalla for the music festival and fireworks. Fantastic fun night. It's really not the 4th of July yet, but it might as well be. There's lots of families and people out here getting ready to celebrate and watch the fireworks tonight, and also watch the big band, which is the Benson Scott Big Band. We're being produced by Shark Creative and also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. You know, a party is only as fun as the people that come and make it happen. And so we have with us today somebody who is 100% all-American with her American flag on, matching her beautiful white hair, white shorts, and everything. Great to have you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Louise Edelman, thanks for being out here in the heat with us.
Right. It is hot.
How many, have you been to this festival before?
I have.
How many times?
Probably three or four.
How are the fireworks, according to you?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. They're supposedly one of the biggest and best in the whole county, if not the whole state.
Yeah. I've tried other ones in the county also. And not that they're not good, but
yeah,
these are very good.
But there's something about this that maybe it's the energy of the water or something in the trees, but it's just such always it's a beautiful park.
It is beautiful,
out here.
Yes.
And Laz, who did you come with tonight?
My friend Kathy and my husband and my daughter are joining us later.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Did you bring like a picnic or
something? We have plenty of food. We have wine.
Good.
We're good.
There you go. It's all, say no more.
Right.
Say no
We're
more.
We're ready.
Yeah, exactly. And so every year they have a band, and today is the Benson Scott Big Band. Have you heard them before?
I am not familiar with them.
Well, we hope to see you up there dancing, and I won't forget you with your all-American outfit on there. Thanks so much. Where do you live?
Pleasantville.
Pleasantville. No, not too far.
Not too far at all.
Right here. That's terrific. What kind of work do you do, Louise?
I'm an accountant.
You're an accountant?
Yes.
Okay, so you get to let loose and get your partying on, but maybe you better wait for the wine or something.
Haven't started yet.
But you haven't started. You will,
it's early,
though.
Yes.
That's so nice of you to come talk to us, though. As I said, that's what makes the party, is the beautiful people that come, and Westchester County has the greatest people ever.
Thanks.
Thank
nice
you so
to meet
much.
You.
Appreciate it. Louise Edelman from Pleasantville, who's just out here to enjoy all the fun with her friend and her husband and daughter, and so many people. It's getting packed, and it's hotter than heck, but it's a great day for a party. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Music Festival and Fireworks. And this is for the 4th of July. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, we're here for one big party, I'll tell you that. It is the perfect night for a firework display. It's July 3rd, but that doesn't matter. As far as we're concerned, the birthday party has started for our great United States of America here at Kensico Dam, where we have one of the best displays of fireworks happening, not only in the county, but also in the state. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's fantastic. We also have a DJ right now, going to later have the Benson Scott Big Band play here. So what we're doing is we're finding all these fabulous folks who've come out tonight to celebrate, and I'm speaking with Victoria Raymer right now. Hi, Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Laura.
So tell me, where are you from? Are you from Westchester County?
No, we are visiting. We're from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we are loving this weather.
It's so
glorious.
Oh, really? You're loving this weather? I have a feeling you brought it with you. I mean, this is hot for New York. It was about 40 degrees 2 weeks ago. So this is, I think you brought it up with you. But anyway, you're used to it, so it doesn't bother you at all. But you know what? This is, as soon as the sun goes down just a little bit, I think it's going to cool off. We're here on the reservoir, so it should get a little bit cooler. But anyway, so you're up here with your family enjoying New York. Is this your first time to New York?
This is the kids' second time, probably my 10th or 12th time here. We just love the city, and we love the people, and we have dear, dear friends that live here.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you said, where in Florida did you say you live?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, that's supposed to be the most beautiful beaches in all of the country. That's what I've heard.
Yes, you need to come visit one day.
Yes, absolutely. I will, but I will hopefully have a little cooler weather than this right here. I know it's not a big deal to you, but truly it is for New Yorkers. We're not used to it, but it's all good, because tonight they're going to have the big fireworks tonight. Did you bring some picnic blankets and some different snacks and things like that for the
we're
family?
We're so excited, and it's such a fun crowd, and I think it's going to be a beautiful display. I can't wait.
Yeah, and you know what's great about it? You've got New York City with their big events tomorrow. It's hard to get in there and out sometimes. Here in Westchester County, we have the best of everything. We have really, really high state-of-the-art events like this, and we're only half an hour from Manhattan, but it's just a whole lot easier to get around here. That's what it, you know, being in Westchester County, most beautiful county. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. Enjoy your fireworks and your kids tonight.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Victoria Raymer from St. Petersburg, Florida. I think we're going to be speaking to some other members of her family in just a minute. We'll be right back with more from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam in Valhalla, New York, for the music festival and fireworks display. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. So here I have another person who is willing to talk to me on this very hot day, but what is nothing but a celebration of all that we love about America. It's the almost the 4th of July. It's the 3rd of July here at the Kensico Dam, where we're getting ready for what is going to be a fantastic display of fireworks tonight here at the dam. They do it every year, and they do it up perfectly. My guest right now is Derek Raymer. Derek, thank you so much for joining us.
I am thrilled.
So where exactly are you from?
I am from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Is that right? And what brought you all the way to New York?
So many things. Friends, the beautiful scenery, New York. My child, he's on his way through his junior year. Visiting some colleges.
Yes, indeed. So you're sort of putting business and pleasure in together here. Has he seen any great colleges that he's interested in?
Yes, wonderful. We're going to be seeing Boston University, United States Naval Academy, Merchant Marine Academy.
Wow.
And also George Mason.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a firefighter, paramedic in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, thank you for your service,
even though
you're all the way down there. I tell you what, you guys are the greatest heroes in my book. And how many years have you been a firefighter?
For 23, professionally.
Wow, that's
volunteered
incredible.
Volunteered for 2.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. Because did you start out as a volunteer?
Yes, I started out as a volunteer.
I see. And tell us, how long are you going to be a firefighter for? I know you don't end up doing it forever.
They have a lot of different variations. People can work anywhere from 20 to 40 years.
Really?
Depends on pension, a lot of different variables.
Yeah,
I probably will do my 25 and seek better and greener pastures.
Greener pastures. Maybe radio's in your future.
Maybe. You never know.
You never know. You've got a great radio voice.
Oh, you're flattering me now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm hearing in the background the Benson Scott Big Band. They just started some great all-American music.
It's wonderful.
I love it.
Yes.
Perfect night. Enjoy the fireworks, Derek Raymer.
Absolutely.
Once again, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your trip to New York and beyond Boston University.
I've heard they've had the best damn fireworks here.
They do. They absolutely do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, for Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam in Valhalla, New York, for the music festival and fireworks for the 4th of July. So exciting. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, as I mentioned, here we are, 4th of July. Even though it's the 3rd, don't tell anybody, because there's thousands of people here and we're celebrating like it's already the nation's birthday. As the way that the parks of Westchester County, they put on a party that every year, and for whatever they're doing, they just do it top notch. It's just been wonderful so far. We had a great DJ. We've got some food trucks over there. We got lots of people playing with their kids, and now we've got the Benson Scott Big Band in the background. But my final guest for this evening, or one of the final guests, is going to be Sophia Raymer, another part of the family that has come up from St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you, Sophia.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
So, is this your first time to New York?
No, this is my second time.
Your second time. Have you been to New York City, or are you just staying in Westchester County?
We're just staying in Westchester.
Okay. And so, what do you think of it? It's very different from Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so much nicer here. The weather's perfect.
You think so?
Yes.
We're here. I mean, I'm here. I'm feeling like I'm sitting in a furnace oven, and you think it's wonderful.
Yes.
Is it cooler than Florida?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really? Well, it's 90, so I give you credit. Wow. Anyway, so what are you doing up here in New York for the trip? Is this just a holiday with your family, or is there more going on?
We are visiting colleges for my oldest brother to see what he likes up here and all over the
Eastern Seaboard, kind of. Yeah, your dad was just talking to us. He said he's possibly looking at the Merchant Marine Academy or the Naval Academy. So that's very exciting. Now, how about you? What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth
grade. So you've got a few years left yet. But is there any track that you can kind of see yourself going on, so that by the time you graduate, you're going to know a little bit about where you want to go and what you want to do, or is it just too soon?
I think it's too soon. I'm still kind of feeling out everything,
sure.
You know.
How old are you?
13.
So, yeah, you have a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're still always in the back of your mind thinking, like, what do I want to do? What do I want to be one day? How about talking on the radio? Does that sound like it might even be? Hopefully radio's still around by then. I'm just kidding. Podcasting will live on for a long time, though. Do you enjoy that kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yes? Or maybe TV or something like that.
Yeah.
You'll see. You'll take it as it comes. I think we've got something happened to the big band, and we're going back to a DJ, I guess. Anyway, you ready for the fireworks tonight?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
For talking to us today, and have a great time tonight.
You too.
So glad that you could come to New York for this year's big party here. It's the music festival and fireworks at Valhalla, at the Kensico Dam, and the party has already started. I'll tell you, it's just a great day for a night with fireworks. It's been wonderful to be here. We want to thank our fabulous team, as always, Andrew Castellano of Shark Creative, and also Jim Cleefield, better known as Jimmy Dean, the guy on the social media, and also Matt Kyan. He's our engineer extraordinaire. To everyone who we've talked to tonight. We're going to get ready now to watch the fireworks and listen to the music. It's great to be here at the beautiful Kensico Dam for the 3rd of July, for the 4th of July. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.